Blog Talk Radio.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Up the whole block, music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
For our listeners out there that are tuned in to the Joint Heirs Magazine radio show, we want you to go ahead and prepare yourselves, tell your family, your friends, your loved ones to join the Joint Heirs Magazine radio show today. We are on from 12 p.m. Eastern Time to 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We're on now. And share with everyone that you know and let them know we're on today. We want to just first of all, we want to start by just thanking God for a new day, thanking Him and blessing Him for just another chance and another opportunity to be here today, to be alive. Some people didn't, some didn't make it, but we are the ones, one of the ones that did make it. And we just want to say, Lord, thank you. We give you glory today for a new day. We just want to just say we love you all. Thank y'all for following the Join Airs Magazine radio show, following Join Airs Magazine on all of the social media networks. We thank you for just your time of listening to us, your time of going to the website and seeing all the new things we have going on with the publications we have that's out, our seventh publication. We're working on our next publication, which is next month, which is in October. So we're excited about that as well. My sister Erica, I'm going to let her talk now if she wants to say anything.
Yes, I do. I want to say good morning, good afternoon to wherever you are in the world today. We are so blessed. My sister just clarified how blessed we are. I just want to reiterate, I am so blessed, and we're so blessed to be back. We want to give a shout-out, to first God, to foremost, for just bringing us back and allowing us to be with you all again today. And we want to thank God for our brother, Sean Fisher, who keeps it, holds it down for us and makes sure we got everything running right. We love you, brother. We speak blessings today over your life. We thank God for our mom. She's with us today. She's going to be on the radio show with us.
Yes.
And she's going to close out and she's going to give us a closing prayer, and she'll just tune in and say whatever she would like to say that God puts on her heart. We thank God for you all. We thank God for you, those who listen, those who go back to listen to the radio show. We just want to be a blessing to you all. We want to use the gift that God has placed inside of us as He allow us to. We want to thank you all. We want to ask you and encourage you to continue to follow the Join Airs Magazine radio show. Continue to follow Join Airs Magazine on the social media, all your social media outlets. We're out there on Instagram, Facebook. Visit our website. We have a website you can go visit, and now you can see the Join Airs Magazine. You can view it. You can view it from the website. It's www.joinairsmagazine.org. And we have all the magazines there. We have the new one that's coming up, Lord willing, the first week in October. And we are going to, you'll be very surprised on who God has blessed us to bring on this cover as well. So we give the glory to God today. Thank you all. We want to encourage you all, too, before we always start out with our prayer and our scripture. We want to encourage you all out there today that whoever may be going through a situation or facing something in your life today, to know that no matter what it looks like, God is still good, God is still in control, and He can do anything but fail. So we encourage you all today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, to know that God is good, and He still gets the glory. No matter what, some things we go through life we don't understand, whether it's sickness, it's death, no matter what we're facing for, it's a financial situation, but we know that He's a deliverer. And we pray and speak that we hope and pray that God will send someone, one of His angels, to speak into their ears and allow them to come meet you at your situation today. So we just want to speak blessings over you, over the airwaves in every country, those who are tuned in from other countries, whether you're in Africa, Mexico, no matter where you are today, we know that God is good, and we stand and we on His word, and we believe that. We'll go into
Yes. I want to go ahead and make the announcement for the call-in number. If you want to call in to our radio station, the radio network, you can call in at 516-595-8110. You can go to the website. You can listen in as well on http://blogtalkradio.com/The Hilltop Radio Show. Follow the show on TuneIn and search The Hilltop Radio Show. Download the TuneIn app. We're airing in 48 states and 210 countries. We are so grateful for that. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for even allowing the radio for our voices to be heard in other states and other countries.
Yeah.
We give God the glory for that. We just want to say, again, shout out to our DJ who puts it down and makes this all happen for Joiners Magazine. Our brother, Sean Fisher, again, we say thank you. God bless you. Blessings upon you and your family. We want to just say right now, we want to start in, and we want to start with prayer opening, and then we'll go in with a scripture, and we'll take a quick commercial break right after, and we'll come back. But we want to go ahead and start with prayer before we even do anything else going forward. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you once again for just allowing us to be on the radio show. We thank you right now, God, for the platform that you have given us, the door that you've opened, and allowing us, Lord God, for our voices to be heard through the airways, the internet. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We just praise your holy and everlasting name. We thank you right now, God, for just being God and Lord over our life. We thank you right now, God, for just meeting us at our knees today, God. We thank you right now, God, for those who are listening and those who will go back and listen to the radio show. We speak blessings over each and every one of your people all over the world today. We ask the Lord God, whatever their needs are, that you would meet them at their point of need. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask it all. In your name, dear Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to go in with a scripture. We're coming from Romans 12 and 17. Romans 12, 17, the NIV version. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. 19, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Your name, your word. Bless the word for your people, God. We thank you right now. And we appreciate every opportunity given to spread the gospel, even the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what it's about. It's about it's about God. It starts with him and it's going to end with him. In the day and in the end, we started out with him and we're going to end with him. So we thank God for just the opportunity, every given opportunity that he gives us and allows us to wake up to see a new day. We just want to say, God, we give you glory for this day.
Yes,
so we thank
God
for everything that he's doing. He gets the glory. We just want to start by, we wanted to talk a little bit about, if Erica, do you have anything else to say before we go into...
I was just being blessed by that scripture where God, I want to just go back and just reiterate a little bit where you were it said repay. My Bible says the same thing, but it says repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do so what is honorable in the sight of all. So I just wanted to piggyback on it, and that God is reminding us that he's in control, and he said don't if somebody do you wrong, you still love them, show them
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to turn the other cheek, but the Bible says if they slap you on one side of your cheek, turn the other. But sometimes it's hard, you know, when you've been hurt by people, because you know, well, we are living in a world in a time where people do anything. You know, if there's so much evil in the land, but when you're
Amen.
A Christian, you're a follower of Christ, and he put that in your heart. You have a love of God in your heart. He said it's easy to walk away and just to pray for that person and let him have hope. He said, vengeance was mine. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So we let God do that. He will take care of our enemies. He will take care of that. So I just wanted to piggyback on what you were and what you, the scripture you shared with us today.
Well, bless God. We wanted to talk a little bit.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give everybody time to invite your friends and your family, your cousins and loved ones on the Joint Heirs Magazine radio show. And while you're doing so, we're going to take a quick commercial break and play you a song or two so we can pay some bills. And we will come back. And our topic today, we want to talk a little bit about being grateful for what you have. That's what we want to talk about today, just being grateful for what you already have. So we just want to say go ahead and invite your friends on or whomever else. I mean, we're on social media, share the flyer, let everyone know that Joint Heirs Magazine is on today. We're excited. We're just excited about life today. We're excited about being on air. And when we come back, we will be ready to talk and share with you all. And if you know anyone that wants to call in, give them the call-in number, 516-595-8110. We'll be right back.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
And we are back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We are back on the Joint Heirs Magazine radio show. We hope you are out there listening and you have invited your friends on and you have invited your loved ones on and you've told everybody about the Joint Heirs Magazine radio show. We just want y'all to know that we appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you for tuning in. We thank God for you. We are so excited. We're just excited about today. We're excited about the things that God is doing. We're excited about the places that he's taking Joint Heirs Magazine. We want to just go ahead and throw that out there as well. We're also thankful for the 48 states and the 210 countries that this show, Joint Heirs Magazine, is being aired in today. And we pray that someone is being blessed by and inspired and encouraged that we are not seen, but the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is seen through us. And somebody is healed, somebody is delivered, someone is set free, somebody's maybe going through a situation right now, don't know which way to turn, don't know where to go, don't know who to talk to, don't have nobody to call. But you can call on Jesus. And you might, he's there, he's omnipresent God. He's listening. He hears you. And sometimes he just wants the fruit of our lips. He just wants you to speak it off of your lips, and he just want to hear you say, Lord, I love you. You might be waiting on a situation to change, or you might be waiting on your marriage to get better. You might be waiting on your kids to come back home. Whatever the situation may be, a job. There's something going on in the world today, all over the United States of America, that the GM company is on strike today. Now look how many workers are out of work today that don't have a job.
Yeah.
And they're on strike, and people have built homes and went out and got things for their families, and they're on strike today. So we're praying for you all. We're praying that God send the answers that you need, that he restores and give back what you need. Because God, he already knew this day would happen. He knew it would come. But he's telling us he wanted to be grateful for what we have. Sometimes we can get excited and we want things and we want this and we want that. But he's saying that we appreciate and be thankful for the little things and be grateful for what we have, of the things that we already have. He will give us, everything else will fall in line when we get our life in order with him. Our life has to line up with God. With his will, being in his will, so he can bless us according to his will. We want things to be in his will, so we won't have to be, when days like this come, oh God, what are we going to do? You know, the devil will tempt people that have lost their job to go and commit suicide because they feel like they've lost it all. But we speak against suicidal thoughts today. This morning on the air, we tell you today that you can make it. This is only temporary, that you are going to come out of this. Don't go and do the wrong thing for a temporary thing when God is saying, I've given you life. So depend on him. And I'm going to let Erica talk right now. I don't want to keep going in. We appreciate
great.
You for listening.
No, hey, I'm enjoying it. I am just being blessed.
We thank God for all of his people today, everyone that's listening, and the things that he's doing in your life. We're praying for him to send even what you need on today. Somebody might not even know how to talk to someone and even tell them, you know, I've learned this, and I know that God, he sees everything. He knows all things, but when you're in his will, he'll show you even who's in need. He might tell you to bless somebody with a meal today. He might, you don't know what you don't even know who you're going to rain today. They just want you to smile. Just to say, oh, your smile changed my day. I was feeling bad, but just because you smiled at me, I feel like I'm going to make it. And you might be going through it, and they don't even know that you're dealing with a situation, and you don't even know how could you even put a smile on your face. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you will make you smile when you want to crack up.
So amen.
When you're out on the right road with God, He will not ever leave you. He said that's His word. He would never leave us nor forsake us. We've left Him. We've walked away, but He was still right there, present, waiting on us to come back. Because when you're wrapped in Him, you gotta come back home. You gotta come back to your first love. When you know who God is. So we speak, and we speak it in the atmosphere. We send out blessings in the atmosphere today over the devil's traps, tricks, and plans that he cannot win. God has the victory. God has given us the victory. We're victorious. We're more than conquerors. We shall live and not die. So we thank God for everything that He's doing for the families that are going through this morning. We just ask God to just, we can't get there in the physical, but God, our prayers, we know they will reach where we can't go. And we just want to say thank you this morning for even going out this morning. Thank you for the angels that are on assignment for your people, that are walking by them, stopping that car accident. They're stopping them from pulling the trigger at their brain. They're stopping them from walking out and wanting to hurt somebody and take somebody and rob somebody and kill somebody. We come against you, Satan, this morning.
Hallelujah.
You take your hands off of God's people and leave them alone and go back to your resting place, which is the hell, the pit of hell. We send them back. In the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus. And it is
Jesus,
so. And it's done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning.
Thank
we just thank God
you,
for opening doors.
Opening
doors. New doors are going to be open. It's for
thank
those
you,
that
Lord.
Believe and receive it.
Yes,
new doors
thank
are
you,
open.
Jesus.
He said opportunity. Sometimes all you got to do is walk in a place, and just by your presence, just by your shadow,
yes,
he
Lord.
Said, he'll unlock the safe. And he will give you what you need. He said he will change
Lord.
The king's heart. He'll get in anything. God can do anything he want to do. He can do anything.
Yes,
all you got to do is speak the word and say, God, he said he know what we already need. He going to supply our needs. He's supplying our needs now.
Yes,
so whatever you're standing in the need of, some people, you know, some people might be standing in the need of just needing $20. You don't know, when a person don't have money, it seems like $20 is that they're rich with $20 because God said he will meet you at your need. That's what he said. He said he already know our need. So I'm just praying today. I can feel a breakthrough coming. I feel breakthrough being released for God's people, that he's going to send the finances that
thank
his people
Lord.
Need. And we believe it now
thank
that he's
Lord.
Unlocking the doors. He's taking the chains off the doors, off the safe. He said he's going to give us what we need. But he said this is the time for receiving, for harvesting. So you have set the seed. But now it's time to receive what you planted. So we thank God this morning for just everything
thank
he's doing. There won't be no more renting. He said he wants you to own your home. He don't want you to rent.
Lord.
He wants you to and put your money and invest it in something, not to throw
thank
it away.
You.
So we say thank you, Jesus, for even the homeowners that will snatch the keys out of their realtor's hand. We
Jesus
thank God for right now
Hallelujah.
Touching the realtor that have touched. He said he'll get in the computers and he will up the credit score. And we thank God the credit scores are being up this morning. They're being raised.
And people
they're going to look at you
Lord.
When you go in the office and say, what happened? And all you're going to say is, nobody did it but Jesus. He want to get the glory.
Thank
he
Jesus.
Wants the glory
thank
out
you,
of
Lord.
Our lives.
Hallelujah.
And we
thank
right
you,
now, homeowners,
and
car owners, no more paying car notes. He wants you to own the car. He don't want you to you to just be driving it.
Thank
he wants you,
Jesus,
to own it. He wants you to have the title work to what you got.
Yes,
we say, Lord, we speak in title work and title possessions this morning.
Yes,
right now, in the name of Jesus,
in Jesus'
even
name,
the heart
in
of
Jesus'
his people,
name.
Let go of the people, the young ladies that are going through bad relationships. We speaking right
yes,
now that you will come
yes,
out.
Lord.
You will be set
yes,
free.
Lord.
Your mind will be
in
turned
Jesus'
over
name.
Back to God.
Yes,
you will put God first and leave that man on the side because he is the
yes.
side. God
yes,
is the
Lord.
Forefront. He's the head
yes,
of our life.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
He wants you to put
Hallelujah.
Him first. Then he can give you a godly man, a kingdom
yes,
man.
Lord.
When you put
yes,
God
Lord.
First.
In
the mighty
Jesus
name of Jesus, we speak it in
the
Jesus atmosphere.
Name.
All
in
over the
Jesus
world.
Name.
The lost son,
thank you, Lord.
The lost daughter, the lost aunt, the lost uncle,
yes,
the lost father, the lost mother. We speak right now life. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus,
Jesus
even
name.
The whoremongers are sitting on
yes.
the street thinking they got to sell their body to get a paycheck.
Yes.
We speak right
yes,
now
Lord.
In the name of Jesus that he will
life.
Turn your mind around
Deliver.
And turn you back to Christ.
Life.
In the Deliver. Mighty name of Jesus,
name.
For he, it is so. It is so and it is done. In
oh,
the mighty
Jesus,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
thank you.
We speak it right now. Even
thank
the hearts
you,
of people that are going against people and doing people wrong just in
yes,
spite
Lord.
Of. But Lord, we speak
yes.
right now that they will turn back
yes.
to you, God. And they will have
yes,
a conscience
Lord.
To go back and apologize to those they've offended.
Yes,
in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. And
in
we will
Jesus
know that
Lord.
You're getting the glory. And we'll know that
yes.
it's you because we know that you're the only one that can change the king's heart. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus, you can soften it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we
in
speak
Jesus
life
name.
This morning, God.
In
we
life,
speak jobs,
life,
God, and better jobs.
Deliver.
We speak ownership
life
that you will own your business. You won't have to
yes.
go into a clock on a clock, but you will own
yes.
your business. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In, Jesus
in the
name.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus
Lord, go
name.
Into Africa. Lord,
thank
you're showing
Lord.
Me Africa this morning, God. Go to
yes,
Africa
Lord.
This morning, God.
Yes,
Lord, your people
God.
Are crying out over there, God. They're hungry, God,
yes.
for you, Jesus.
Yes.
They don't want nobody but you, God. They don't want nothing else. They want you. We
yes,
want, you
Lord.
Want us to come back to our first love. You
yes,
said then
yes,
you will
Lord.
Heal the land. You will heal from heaven,
yes,
and you will
Lord.
Heal the land. When we, God,
yes,
put you
God.
First above all these
thank
things.
You, Jesus.
In the mighty
thank
name
you,
of Jesus. We glorify your name. God, we thank you, Lord, right now for your Holy Spirit that lives inside
yes,
of us, God.
Lord.
We thank
yes,
you right
Lord.
Now, God.
Thank,
thank
you
for using us, God, and choosing us, God, as a vessel,
yes.
God.
Thank you,
Lord, we're nothing without you, God. We
thank
can't do
you,
nothing
Lord.
Without
Lord.
You, God. But, Lord, we
thank
have to
you,
ask
Lord.
Ourselves after you
Jesus.
That they won't
yes,
see us, but they
Hallelujah.
Will see you, God. They will see you in us, God. They will see you, God. They will hear you speaking
yes,
through us, God. And know it is God. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus,
we give you
yes,
glory,
Lord.
God. We thank you for the radio
you,
show. We thank you for the TV
yes.
show. We thank you for the social media network that's just a platform for Join Ayers Magazine to get your name
yes,
out there,
Lord.
God. Because you
thank
are
you,
the
Jesus.
Name, God. You are the name
yes,
above
Lord.
All names, God. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You right now, God. We thank you for
God.
Sean Fisher. We thank you for what he's doing, God, for the sacrifice he made to make sure this show go on, God. We thank
yes,
you right
Lord.
Now, Holy
thank
Spirit.
Lord.
We give you the glory right now. Bless
thank
his home,
you,
God. Bless him, God. Lord, touch his
yes,
health, God,
Lord.
And his wealth, God.
Yes.
Lord, raise
yes,
him up,
Lord.
God. Even more than
yes,
they see
Lord.
The light in him, God, and know that you have did a mighty work in him, God. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the mighty
thank
name
you right
of
now,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to your name,
Lord.
God.
Yes, thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We give you all the glory. We give
Hallelujah.
You all the praise. God is
thank
so good.
You, Lord.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The word that
thank
went
you,
forth, you've spoken, God.
Thank
we give
you
glory for your word
thank
that you
Lord.
Placed inside of your vessel.
Yes, thank
and we
you,
just
Lord.
Speak restoration upon Kimberly
yes,
right
God.
Now in Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Lord.
And
Jesus.
You restore her body
thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. In the
thank
name,
you,
fill her up, God. Thank you, Holy
thank
Ghost.
You, Lord.
Thank you for
thank
your word
you,
placed inside of her
thank
belly.
You, Lord.
Thank you right now
thank
for the
you,
rivers
Lord.
Of water that's overflowing in our
thank
belly
you,
right
Lord.
Now. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Those who are tuned in,
thank
Lord
you,
God,
Lord,
and
Jesus.
Listening right now, God.
Yes.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Those who received the word that was spoken,
yes,
Lord God.
God.
We give you glory right. We don't take nothing for granted, God.
Yes,
thank
Hallelujah.
You for the air we breathe, God. Thank you
yes,
for every
God.
Breath we take, Lord God.
Lord,
we know you can
yes,
turn off the oxygen right now, Lord God. We will be out
yes,
of here.
Yes.
But God, we
my
thank
God.
You right now for
thank
breath
you,
of life.
Yes.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
every
Lord.
Heartbeat.
Lord, thank you right
yes,
now, God.
Yes,
we
thank
give you glory,
Lord.
God. We
thank
give you
Lord.
Praise. We give you honor.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that word was so powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister
thank
Kimberly
you, Lord.
And William, the word of God was so powerful.
Thank you, God.
Lord God, he
thank
said my
you,
word
Lord.
Would go out and it would not return void.
Yes.
But
thank
it would accomplish
you,
everything
thank
I sent
you,
my
Jesus.
Word out to do.
Yes.
So right
thank
now, Lord,
you, Lord
God, we thank you for your
thank
word
you,
and it
Jesus.
Went out and went forth.
Thank
right now,
God.
That it will not hit the ground, but it will
hallelujah.
Touch every heart.
Yes,
right
yes,
now, it will get down in their souls right
yes,
now, God.
Name,
it will penetrate
Jesus.
Right now in the spirit realm.
Yes,
Lord God,
hallelujah.
We thank you right now for Lord for adding your
yes,
super tied natural. Lord, we
yes,
thank
God.
You right now, God.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You glory right now for healing power.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
God.
Holy Ghost.
Thank
Lord, we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for our husbands today, God.
Lord.
And we thank you for every queen who is waiting on their helpmate. We thank you
thank
right
you,
now
Lord.
For every queen who's waiting on their husband.
Yes.
And every husband
yes,
who's waiting on his wife.
Yes.
Lord, we give you glory right now.
Yes.
Lord
thank
God, we
you,
pray
Lord.
For every female today, every male today. We give you glory.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
You
yes,
praise.
God.
We give you
yes,
honor.
God.
In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name.
Thank
amen.
You,
we thank
amen.
You all. We bless God. We
hallelujah.
Want to just let you know that God is doing some a work, and there will be a future healing and deliverance service that's going to go
yes,
forth
God.
In Jesus' name. That we're waiting on God to give us the date. We're waiting on
yes,
God to confirm
yes.
the date for us. But we're gonna
yes,
we're gonna walk in everything God has called us to walk in. And
yes.
Minister Prophetess Rosetta Harris, who is our mother, will be a part of this
hallelujah.
Great conference that God is going to
yes,
bring
Lord.
Forth. And Lord's willing, it will be in the state of Indiana, Indianapolis.
You,
and we're
yes,
blessing God.
God
right now for the women and men that are going to come and be healed
yes.
from every
yes,
sickness
Lord.
And every disease in their body.
Yes.
We're blessing
hallelujah.
God right now for every
thank
individual,
you,
every child,
thank
every
you,
baby
Lord.
That will enter
yes,
the building. Lord, we thank
hallelujah.
You in advance, God. We
thank
you for
Jesus.
The power that's going to fall in your sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we
yes,
thank
God.
You for the ministers that's going to gather. We thank you
yes,
for every
God.
Person that will be delivered right now.
Yes.
You said
hallelujah.
Speak it right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And we give
thank
you glory.
You,
we
thank
give you
Lord.
Praise. And we give you
hallelujah.
Honor. Lord,
honor.
You're worthy. It's
yes.
about you.
Hallelujah.
It's your day. It's your day every
yes,
day,
God.
God. It's never
yes,
about
God.
Us. See, man
that's
has failed
right.
to realize that it's never about us. It's all about God.
Yes, God.
He
want to yes.
be glorified in the earth.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
seek me first. He said, my righteousness, all these other
yes.
things will be
all
added.
Other things.
But
yes.
I want you to seek
yes.
my name first. Seek me.
Because yes.
I'm a jealous
yes,
God. I get
oh
jealous
God.
When you go to looking at everything else and putting your mind on everything else but me. He said, if
yes.
people that got up this morning, the first thing they did was went to Facebook. The first thing they
ooh,
did was got on social
Jesus.
Media without praying. And then God
my
said,
God.
Well, you made that your idol. You made that
yes.
your idol. You made
oh
that first,
God.
And I'm the one to be first. I'm the one brought you here. And I'm the one
oh
to see
God.
That you get out of here. And we all trying to
yes,
make
God.
It to where God is at. We're trying to get to where he's at.
Yes.
But he's got
yes,
to be
God.
First in our life. There's no second
oh my
to none.
God.
That's second. That's not, God is not second on your list. He got to be first on your list.
Ooh, Jesus.
He's
got to
be number one. He's number one. And he want to be number one in your life. Most people
yes.
don't realize that if you make God your first God, if you make God the first number one and put him above
priority.
Everything else, you
yes.
will receive your healing in your body. Many of
yes.
you you put God last. You don't
yes.
even pray to God.
Jesus.
You don't even talk to God. You come to God
oh
when you
God.
Need something. But you don't
oh
you don't talk
God.
To him on a daily basis. God wants us
oh
to seek him
God.
When things are going good. That's when you got to seek him more. Because the enemy
hallelujah.
Is busy. The devil is busy.
Yes,
he
want to
snatch everything that God has given us. He want to take it from us. But God
oh
says
God.
He put a hand around his people. He said, I'll put a hand
oh
around
God.
You where the devil can't do you no harm. He said he may do every touch everything in your life, but he ain't going to steal your soul. He can't
ooh,
have your soul.
Jesus.
He wants
oh
to be
God.
Number one. God said, make me your God. How y'all
yes,
today, God said, make
hallelujah.
Me your God and see won't I give you the desires of your heart. Make me your God today. Let me
yes.
be your God.
Hallelujah.
I
want to
be your God. How y'all thank you,
yes,
Holy
God.
Ghost. The Lord said,
yes,
I
want
to be your God today. Make me your God today. And he said,
my God.
Left me. Return back to me. Return back to me. Repent. Come back to me. Let
yes,
me love
God.
You. He said, if you invite me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you.
Yes.
And you will
yes,
sup
Lord.
With me. But let me come in. And that's what he just
yes.
did through Minister Kimberly Williams. He said, "You invited me in, and now I'm here. Now let me sit with you for a while. There's some things I want to reveal to you in the earth. There's some things that can take place in this earth." As I was driving this morning, and I was leaving out this morning, the Lord, the Holy Ghost, took me in the spirit, and I seen, I don't even know what it was. It was, it happened so fast. It was a glimpse. He just took me in a glimpse of that something that fell to the earth and hit the earth, and the earth began to burn. And then he brought me out of it. And I know that he's showing me some things, and I know I don't want to speak nothing before God give revelation, but he's showing me that there's some things going to take place in this earth, and he wants us to be prepared. He's talking to the believers. The believers have left God. The believers left his word. You're going on your own word. You got to go on the word that God has given us, which is his holy word, his word, his Bible. We got to live it.
Lord.
God don't want us to just talk it. We got to live it. It's a walk.
Think about it.
Our walk means everything to God. Our life means everything to God.
Everything. Everything to him.
God, he said, if I gave my life for you, what you going to give me? I want your life back.
Jesus.
You belong to me.
Yes,
but many have left God, and they're turning to mediums and psychics and to find an answer. Your answer is only in God.
Yes.
Your answer is in Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So we thank God for allowing his only begotten son to come and walk in this earth. And he did it for 33 long years.
Hallelujah.
His ministry was in earth. He didn't do no harm. All he came was to what? Heal the sick. And deliver those who were lame and crippled and blind.
Yes, Lord.
He came that we would have salvation. He came that nobody would be lost. He said, it's not my will that no soul be lost. But because of sin, because of Lucifer, he's taken so many of them with him. Even when he came to earth, there's so many that have been persuaded by the devil to turn from God and live for the devil.
God said,
you cannot straddle the fence. You got to lay there. You got to hate
have mercy. Jesus,
so we have got to live a holy life. God is calling us back to holiness.
Holiness.
And many preachers and pastors don't preach holiness no more because they've got caught up into getting airplanes, into getting limos, and their mind is on earthly stuff.
My God.
Houses and all that stuff is nice. All that stuff, God wants us to have a home. He wants us to have those things. But they have left God and have put their trust in things. So now they're asking you to sow this and give this and plant this and give up all this so they can go and get increase in material things. They're not even feeding the hungry. They're not even looking at people. Half of their audience are poor. Half of them are living in poverty. But Satan has taken their minds that they're putting all their trust in the pastor and these leaders who have issues and problems. They're human just like we are.
My God, yes.
And if you put all your trust, God said, I want you to put all your trust in me and lean and depend on me.
Lean
and watch me do it. Even through what minister God allowed Minister Kimberly to prophesy and speak over the airways, even to what was spoken just then, if you received it, even if you had cancer was leaving bodies.
Yes, God.
If you have AIDS leaving bodies, God's doing a supernatural healing. That he don't want his people on medication. He wants to be delivered wholesomely. How y'all are going to say that?
Hallelujah.
God is taking people off of high blood pressure medicine. He's taking people off of low blood pressure medicine. Diabetes is being healed in the airways, through the internet. Now y'all are going to
Jesus.
Because it's not us that's speaking, but it's the Holy Ghost that's speaking through us.
Through us. Yes,
and, Lord,
Lord,
we give you the glory right now. I thank you for what the miracles that are already performed right now through
you, God.
I thank you for the blessings that are already overtaking us right now.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for favor with you and with man that you've given us, God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that we are not going to even have to have $1, but you're going to give us favor with man. That, Lord, God, favor is going to open the door for us. Favor is going to take us in the doors that, Lord, we've never been in. Favor in Jesus' name over your people today, God.
Favor
today, God, over those who may be losing their home. Lord, Lord, give them favor with the banker. Give them favor with the mortgage company.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for those who are homeless. Those who are homeless today.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Those who don't know where their next meal is going to come from.
Lord,
you
said
the poor will be among us always. But Lord, you also
called
us to see after your servants, to feed the poor.
Yes,
Lord God, I repent today for the preachers and pastors. I repent on behalf of every pastor around the world who have forgotten about what it's all about. Lord, I repent for every prophet. Lord God, who's prophesying just for the money and not about
my
you.
God.
Jesus. And I rebuke every prophet and every pastor that have taken from your people, God, who have forsaken you. I repent, God. But also, through your spirit, I rebuke that spirit. But I also ask you in Jesus' name to allow them to be blessed and return back to you. Lord,
yes,
to do it all
in
over
the name
again.
Of Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. In the
name
of Jesus.
In
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus'
name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Now, Lord God, touch right now. Every real prophet, God, you're calling them back to you. Every real pastor, you're calling them back to you.
Yes,
but we come against those who are worshiping other gods and using your name.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we come against every spirit that's using the internet to get rich off of your people, God. Lord God, we thank you right now, God. We give you glory right now. We give you praise right now. We give you glory right now. That's what God wanted to go forth, and he wants to go forth today. Prayer.
Yes.
The
Lord
needs prayer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We have our mom with us, and we're going to let her close us out with it before we go. We're going to give her time to let God use her and whatever he want to speak to the airways before 12 o'clock hits. But we want to also, again, encourage you all, just let you know, we're just God's children. We're just his children. We're just servants. And we just want to God to use us for his glory.
Yes,
We're not perfect either. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes.
Amen.
We didn't get it right. We don't get it right. But God gives us time to get it right. And we thank him for his grace and his mercy.
Mercy.
For his Holy Spirit that never left us. Even when we were in places when we were young and we didn't know what we were doing, but we were thinking that, this is life. This is life. But you're not living life till you're living for God. You're not living until you're living for God. And I thank God that he placed his Holy Spirit inside of us.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray for every
Lord.
Young woman. I speak it over every young woman today, over every female that feel like you need to depend on someone who's treats you like garbage.
Yes, God.
I speak over your life today that you would make God your God. You would surrender to God and let him overtake you and overshadow you with his Holy Spirit, and that the scales will come off of your eyes and you will wake up and know that God has better for you. And I speak the same over every male, because there's many males that are being abused and accused and ran over as well. I speak over your life that we are kings and queens. We are kings and queens of God. We are his children.
Lord.
And I just bless God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. We don't make any apologies for what just took place and for what's going to take place.
Amen.
We don't make no apologies for the Holy Ghost, because we let the Holy Ghost speak and the Holy Ghost move.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That's what's wrong with a lot of churches. They're your program. You're going by a program instead of going by God's timing. You can't put a timing on God's timing. You have to let the Holy Ghost do what it's going to do. And when it's through doing what it's going to do, the Holy Ghost lifts. And it's gone. So if you're up there and doing anything else, you're doing it out of your flesh.
My God.
You're doing it out of your flesh.
Yes.
We don't have to do anymore. We just like to, if you go in and let God, just like we're doing today, and let God speak and let him, we want him to have control over everything. He said, all you got to do is speak, and I'll give you the words to say. So I speak over everyone the Lord just brought me and showed me before a courthouse. I speak over every gentleman and every female, every male and every female that's facing court issues. That God would grant you favor over those who've been praying and those who may be facing jail time over something that you've done.
God.
I
pray in
Jesus' name,
in the name
that God will give you favor at the courthouse, that he will give you favor with your attorneys, that he will speak to the judge,
God.
And he will soften the judge's heart. In Jesus' name. Just repent and return back to God and give him your life. Today we see in the hand of salvation to you. We speak today that salvation will hit the earth like never before. And those who are lost,
God.
Who don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, to know that God sent his only begotten son over what, 2,000 years ago?
Years ago.
He came and he hung and he bled and he died. But you know what
God.
About him? He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay dead.
Yes,
the, Lord, the Bible said on the third day morning he got up.
Yes,
he got
God.
Up with all
power
in his hands.
In his hands.
He reigns and he rules today. So
Hallelujah.
We thank God for salvation. We thank him. He did what no other man could do. He did what we couldn't
God.
Have done. There was nobody could have did what Jesus done. There was too much sin in the earth.
Yes,
just as it is going on now. So we just bless
God.
We give him glory. We give him praise. We're going to let my mother, our mother, who is Miss, again, Prophetess Rosetta Harris, she's going to close us out in prayer. But before we let her close us out and let God speak through her, we want to also remind everyone all over the world today, you know, look forward to seeing Joint Heirs on some major shelves. Look forward to seeing Joint Heirs magazine on some major shelves coming soon. And we give God the glory right now in advance for that. We thank him for our attorney who's handling things for us. We thank God for those who have been a part of Joint Heirs, for Rosheila Stewart, who's in the UK, who have been with us since day one, who's seen the vision and ran with it with us. We give God the glory for her. We give God the glory for our brother, Brother Hearing, who's also in the UK, who's one of our writers, who keeps everything in line with Joint Heirs. We thank God for them. Oh, we thank God for everyone, and especially our family, our husbands, who have been with us since day one. We ask that you will go and visit our website, and that's www.jointheirsmagazine.org. Make sure you visit the website.
Yes,
Make sure
God.
You even you can subscribe there to the magazine, and you can also send us an email. Give us your thoughts. Tell us, we can receive corrective criticism. So whatever your thoughts are, share them with us. We would love to hear them.
Amen.
We would love for you all to follow us on all the social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Facebook under Kimberly Williams and Erica Hitson. You can also find our mother on there. She's under Minister M-I-N Rosetta Harris. You can follow her on social media. Look forward to some great things about to take place. We're going to keep you posted so we can share with you what God is doing, where Joint Heirs Magazine is going, and what we'll be doing in the future. I'll let Kim say the last words, and we'll turn it over to our mother.
Oh, you've already completed everything. So I just want to say thank you, God, again. Give God the glory, praise, and honor for all that he's done, all he's doing, all he's yet to do. And we call it so, we call it done. And thank God. Thank all of our followers. Thank all of our listeners. Thank everyone that's out there tuning in today. God has a special blessing with your name on it.
Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Okay, we're gonna let our mom close us out in prayer. We got 7 minutes, and I know she got a lot to tell us.
I just want to say, thanking God, his son, Jesus Christ, this morning. I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise of what my ear have heard and those out in the airways everywhere, from countries to states to cities and communities everywhere this morning. I bless the Lord. His word have already went forth. And he said, my word would go out, and it shall not return forth, but it shall accomplish what I sent it to do.
Yes, God.
And I know that his word is doing what he sent it to do. I just bless the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord for Joint Heirs. I thank the Lord for the owner of this radio station, Sean Fisher. I bless the Lord. And this is what we need,
God.
People of God.
Yes, God.
Christians. I'm talking, the Lord is speaking to me to tell the believers and the saints of God to stay with him. Don't turn to the left or neither to the right, but stay focused on the things that he is saying in these last and evil days. Stay in the word of God.
Yes, God.
Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what is needed in the land. Don't add, don't take from, but preach the gospel. You know, people will reject you, but they rejected Jesus. So who are we? You know, we preach the word, and somebody will receive the word. Oh,
Hallelujah.
You know,
Hallelujah.
We got to lay flat before God, lay prostrate on the floor. You know, the prophets, I'm talking about the real prophets. The Lord said the real prophets, those that he called from the mother's womb, those that are ordained. He said the apostles, the evangelists, the teachers, they must stay with him. Don't look to the warlocks and to the witches and to the sorcerer spirits, but look to Jesus.
My God, Jesus.
The Lord spoke to me right at 3 months ago, and he said, my servant, he showed me in a vision. He said, I want you. He said, I'm going to show you something. And he told me that in 3 months, that was in the month of June, he said, it's going to be a great change in this earth. He said, the greatest change we ever seen. And it was in June. And you can add the months up. God is finna do something. People of God, we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on heavenly things. He said, don't build your treasures on earthly things, but build it on heavenly things. Oh, hallelujah this morning. I bless the Lord this morning. I give him the glory. Yes, a great change is coming. Don't you see the things that are happening like never before? Families against one another. Children killing their own parents. Oh, brothers and sisters are fighting against one another. Oh, there are so much evil in the land as never before. You know, we got to watch. The Bible said watch and pray. We got to keep our spiritual eyes open. Oh, Satan is
going
too involved into the earth to find who he can get in to you. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Oh, we got to preach till men and women will cry out, I once was lost, but now I'm found. That blinded eyes will come open. Hallelujah. We got to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We got to tell men and women that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, there is a hell, and there is a heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him this morning. I thank him this morning. I speak to the countries all around this world. Oh, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I speak in for German this morning. I'm speaking in London this morning. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
in Iraq, those that are on the battlefield fighting for the United States. I'm speaking to the White House this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm speaking to the 50 states this morning. Hallelujah. We need a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. The prophets, they got to come back and seek God. Oh,
Jesus said,
there are many speaking in my name that I haven't told them anything. They're speaking in the faith.
Lord.
We got to speak to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm speaking to the, this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The apostles this morning, they got to come back to the Lord. Hallelujah. The evangelists this morning. Thank you, Lord. People are hurting in the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My
Lord,
God.
Touch this morning, Lord God. That little girl, little boy, Lord God, that don't have, oh, Lord, any food to eat this morning.
testimony this evening, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. You got angels, oh, Lord, everywhere. And oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Bless your name this morning. Oh, Lord, I know that you're prayer-hearing God.
Yes, God.
Thank you right now, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord. It's
hallelujah.
So much, going on
yes, God.
In the world, people in the church, Lord God, many, we got jealous in the church, Lord, in the pulpit, Lord, evil in the land, touch, Lord. We
yes,
pray
God.
This morning, Lord, bless us to be on one accord.
Yes,
Lord. Satan is doing mean things. He's using those, Lord, who he can find. Lord Jesus, cover the schools today. Cover in the marketplace. Lord, they are killing everywhere. Cover in the plants. Cover, Lord, all over the land. Lord, violence as never before. We ask these blessings.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And Christ, God, Son, Holy Spirit. And Lord, we give it all to you.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
Touch, Lord. Touch. We need my help. We know that storms are rising in the ocean. Lord. You are telling man that you coming in all ways, earthquakes and
yes,
places,
hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hurricanes are rising in the ocean, touch, Lord,
hallelujah.
Mudslides and fires,
hallelujah.
Lord, in California this day, Lord, touch, Lord, we
yes,
pray.
Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, cancel everything that the enemy meant for evil. Turn it around for your people, Lord God. Lord, we'll be careful to give it all to you. In Jesus' name
yes,
we
God.
Pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
just thank God.
God
for that awesome, powerful
yes,
prayer
God.
From our mother and just thank God
yes,
for
God.
How he has spoken in this day. We went
yes,
over
God.
A little bit of we thank God. We're right at it, but we went over a little bit. But we give all the glory to God, and we give
yes,
all the praise
God.
To God. We thank him
yeah,
for everything he's done today, everything he's spoken today. And we just bless you, God. We thank you. We don't take anything for granted. We are so blessed.
We thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God for the Children's Orphanage in Sierra Leone, Africa, who are broadcasting this show right now live. We thank God for that. This is a blessing
yes.
from God. Oh, God,
yes.
we have the glory that we're getting inboxes through our DJ of the show. We're getting inboxes right now as we speak that they are listening to the show this morning in Africa. So we thank God for everybody around the world who's listening to the Join Ayers Magazine radio show, that this platform is about lifting up the name of Jesus. Before
yes.
we do anything on this show, it's about God. It will end with him. It will start with him. He's beginning. He's the ending. He's Alpha.
Yes.
He's Omega. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. You get the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Shout out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He get a shout out every day. Shout out to you, God. Thank
yes,
you, God,
Lord.
For everything you're doing. Thank you, God, for our followers, our listeners all over the world. Thank you, God, for our husbands who supports us and who pushes us to go forward. And they never try to bag it down, but they're telling us to do what God has told you to do. Thank God for my mother, minister, prophetess, co-pastor,
yes.
Rosetta Harris from Alabama,
yes.
who's doing the gospel and been on this battlefield almost 40-something years. mother's back here, but she's been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ for a very long time. So we just want to say thank you, God, for a living mother who's still on the battlefield for the Lord. And hey, and ain't coming down. We thank God for her strength, and we ask God to restore her strength back to her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the powerful prayer that she has spoken out in the airways today. God, you get the glory.
Yes.
We want you to know, our listeners out there, if you want to call in on the next show, the number is 516-595-8110. We hate to end the show, but we got to go. We thank God for today. We thank God for what he's doing. If you want to listen to the show later, you can go back and listen to the show today. Go to follow Joint Airs Magazine Radio Show on social media. We're on Instagram, Joint Airs Magazine, under Erica Henson, Kimberly Williams. We're on all the social media networks, Twitter. Go and follow. Go to our website, www.jointairsmagazine.org. You can look at all our publications there. The show that Joint Airs Magazine now is being aired in 48 states, 210 countries. We thank God for that. We thank God for the DJ of the show. So we want you to make sure you tune back in. We will be back on. We come on every other Monday. So we want you to make sure you tell your friends and family to tune in. Don't forget, put it on your calendar and set your alarm clock. Put it on your calendar and set your alarm clock so you won't miss the show. You'll know exactly when we're coming on. But we will be back on Monday the 30th, 2019. Monday the 30th at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 o'clock Central Time. So make sure you put that on your calendar and mark your calendar for that day.
I didn't get to mention my husband. I wanted to make sure that I did. I put Coach Tato Henson. Please go follow him on social media. He helps children all over the world get academic scholarships to go play from all different sports. I didn't get to mention his name, but I wanted to make sure that I gave a shout-out to my husband, Coach Tato Henson. Follow him on social media, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We love
God
everyone.
You all have a blessed day.
What's up? Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
And we are out. Thank God. Thank God for the show today.